Hey, thanks for joining us this afternoon. I'm JJ here on Star 102.3. Today, I've got a guest in again with What's Up, Eugene. Today, it is Paul Bishop. He is a crime prevention specialist with the city of Eugene. Paul, what exactly does a crime prevention specialist do, or what does that mean?
So what our main focus is we go out and we try and educate people on helping them so they don't become victims of crime, victims of scams, how to better protect their property if they've become the victim of a burglary, how to basically stage their property or their residence or their business to deter crime from anything happening at that location.
Do you draw inspiration from McGruff the crime dog?
You know, I haven't seen McGruff in quite some time. I can't remember the last time I saw McGruff.
Is he kind of like retired?
Yes.
Is that kind of the
McGruff
thing?
I think has been is retired, and I hope he stays retired.
Right. It's just like all the great things from my youth. They're all retired now. We're going to talk about a lot of different things, but right now we're talking about making sure you get your tax return back. That's a big thing. People want to get that tax return money that's not really theirs. Correct,
yes,
Paul?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, and a lot of the what happens during the tax season is you'll get emails or phone calls from people claiming to be the IRS saying that you have unpaid taxes from 2, 3, 4 years back behind and you need to settle that debt. And how they'll say, you know, it's $10,000, but you can pay for that right now with a prepaid credit card or a prepaid phone card. For $2,000, if you just take care of it right now over the phone, that should be an immediate flag that that's a scam, because the tax, or for one thing, the IRS isn't going to call you and have you try and settle your debt immediately like
right.
that.
And I've never known them to settle for so low. Usually they want like 10 to 15 more than what you owe.
Exactly. The other thing is what these scammers will say, that if you don't settle that debt right now over the phone, that they have the police department or the SWAT team or the federal government stage down the street, that they're going to come in and knock down your door and take you to jail,
throw you in debtor's prison.
Exactly. And I've been at the police department 18 years. I don't think we've ever done that.
Maybe like collected on a few like unpaid parking tickets, but that's a little different.
Exactly.
Yeah. What resources are there available here in Eugene or in Lane County for people that have questions and are concerned about maybe they did get a call? And honestly, if you got a call about your taxes, I find you lucky, because nobody's ever trying to steal my identity or my credit score. It's right. So far, it's down there. But what are some people, where can people turn to get help?
If you become a victim and somebody has taken your Social Security number or you have fallen prey to the scam, notify the police department. You can file a report online, or you can call the non-emergency number and notify them to have a police report taken. Generally, the police report's taken over the phone. The other thing is contacting the local IRS, and they're located at 211 East 7th in Eugene, and their phone number is 541-342-8745.
Do you think that office at the IRS has a better mood at it in it than like the office of the lost luggage people at the airline?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Oh, absolutely. I think that's torture.
Yeah.
The lost luggage.
We're hanging out with Paul Bishop today. He's a crime prevention specialist with the city of Eugene. We just got done talking about some ways and tips to make sure that you get your tax returns back to you and you don't get scammed, or there's no... nothing happening to try and get it out of your hands. You know, there's just general tips about shopping online, doing business, general business in today's world, where people are trying to get your personal information of any kind and then use it to either against you or to impersonate you, right?
Correct. One of the things that we recommend is if I'll use my house as an example. If you come to my house as Comcast or another company trying to sell something to me, or trying to get me to change from one provider to another provider, and you knock on my door and I didn't ask you to come to my house, I don't want to talk to you.
Right.
So if somebody contacts you on your computer or on your phone saying, Microsoft's, we show that your computer's moving slow. If you give me remote access to your computer, we can fix it, and it'll cost you $15.
Right, plus your bank account information.
Exactly.
And, like that,
so, and yeah. The other thing, what happens is when you agree to that, because everybody wants a faster computer.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you give them remote access, what they do is they take your computer hostage.
Mm-hmm.
And they lock it up, or they say that they're going to release photos, or you have to give them, you know, $200 now to release the computer back to you.
Interesting.
Yes. Yeah. And the other thing is, if you give money to a scammer, you're never going to see that money back.
Mm-hmm. There's no better business bureau for scammers?
No.
Oh.
No.
That's really disappointing.
I know. Exactly. The other one is, yeah, if you're selling something online and you have that one special couch, as you said, that has the coffee stain on it that doesn't, to you, doesn't look like anything, but, you know.
To them, looks like Laurel and Hardy.
Yeah, exactly. And you sell it for $100 online, and somebody from New York says, oh, I just got to have that $100 couch, you know. So I'm going to send you $850. So go ahead and cash the check and then keep an extra $100 for yourself and send the rest of the money Western Union to my delivery company.
Mm, yeah.
There's a bunch of red flags in there.
Yeah. Okay. So when it comes to like this day and age, when we have things like Let Go and You Sell and Craigslist, what would be the top things to do to keep yourself safe as both a buyer and a seller?
I think the best thing to do is, if it's too good to be true, if somebody's offering you more money than what you're asking for something, or if they're asking you to ship something across state, and it just doesn't make sense to you, more than likely it's a scam.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And what is there as like a consumer, you know, it's sometimes always the fear of buying goods that really aren't the person who's selling them, you know,
correct,
stolen goods.
Yeah.
And where, how does that fall then?
You know, if what we recommend, just for safety purposes and stuff like that, if you're concerned about buying, when you're buying something, your safety, or if you're buying something that's stolen, before you buy it, you can call the police department and have a serial number run.
Okay.
Just to find out if it is stolen or not. And you can even tell the person who's selling it to you, hey, when we meet up, I'm going to run the serial number just through the police department. If they're balking at that or saying, no, I don't agree with that, then more than likely it's going to be a stolen item.
Okay. Right. And you can just call the non-emergency number and have that thing.
Yeah. And also you can just call the police department directly.
Okay.
Which would go into their records unit, and you can have an item run through them.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Interesting. I know like bikes are always a big thing in this
town. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Afternoons with JJ on Star 102.3. It is Wednesday. We typically do What's Up, Eugene. Also, later this afternoon, we're going to be talking about Museum After Dark. I have another guest after Paul Bishop wraps up with us. He is a crime prevention specialist here in the city of Eugene. We've talked about tax fraud, some general fraud tips, and now we just had Valentine's Day, and it's the romantic side of things, Paul. How you doing?
I'm wonderful. How
yeah,
are you?
I am without romance in my life. I've been scammed too many times. That's how it is. I feel more people meet via an app or the internet than they do in real life. But that doesn't mean you can't get scammed in real life either. Because people scamming or trying to be fraudulent in the romantic world and using romance to be fraudulent is probably more prevalent than ever.
Absolutely. Yes, especially like you said, with there's more dating apps and more dating websites that pop up all the time.
And what is the common thing that happens with people in these situations? Is it just, you know, a would-be romantic partner warms up to you and then starts asking for money?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, and that's generally what it is. And a lot of the websites and a lot of the dating sites, what the scammers will use is they'll pull a photo from online, mm-hmm, from an attractive male or an attractive female. And
so not my photo.
And they'll use that as their profile picture. So, you know, if you, during conversation on phone or text or emails back and forth, if something just starts not feeling right, or if you're just curious in the beginning, do a search of that image that they're using for their profile picture and see if it comes up in other areas on the internet.
I think that's step number one on the show Catfish.
Yes, exactly, exactly.
And then, so I mean, obviously, the asking for money is a big red flag. But you know, sometimes it's not asking for money. Sometimes it's gifts or yes. My car broke down or XYZ.
One of the most interesting ones that I can remember is I was talking to a lady who. Met somebody online, mm-hmm. and he was a businessman and she was a businesswoman, and he was going to be coming to Eugene to visit. And so he was coming here for business purposes.
Yeah.
And so he had said, he asked her, I'm going to be sending some gifts because as this business, the people I'm meeting, we're going to be giving them gifts. So he purchased all these gifts online and shipped them to her. And asked her to sign for them. Hmm. And then the week that he was supposed to arrive, he calls her up and says, oh, I'm sorry, you know, there's been a change of plan. My business, they're going to move it down to LA. So can you take those gifts that I had sent to you and ship them down to LA, which she's already signed for those.
Right.
And he never shows up and gets the gifts where he is down in LA.
Right. And I could see how it would be cheaper to do all of those things. And then I had a big fear of, you know, she's got a bunch of illegal stuff sent to her.
Yes.
And a bunch absolutely. Of dark web things.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. And, you know, and they even say don't open the boxes because they need to be sealed and stuff like that when we give them as gifts and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You never know exactly what you're signing for.
Right. Well, I don't know. If I had a date that didn't show up with their boxes, I'd be really hard pressed not to open some of that stuff. You know?
Like, see what's going on here. Better be a bunch of chocolate.
How else can we protect ourselves, I guess?
The other one is you know, talk with your family and your friends. And if your family and friends are saying, well, that's kind of strange or that's kind of odd, pay attention to what they're seeing that you might not be understanding or seeing in your relationship.
So if grandma is all of a sudden dating a 22-year-old surfer dude with washboard abs and frosted tips, then it might be like, grandma, really?
Or great. Good for grandma.
But yeah, no kidding. Good for grandma. Like, if it's real, that's I'm all about it. Like,
yeah.
Hopefully that'll happen to me later on.
Yeah, but if there's things that, because, you know, as I said, you know, love is blind.
Right.
You know, so somebody from the outside looking in might be going, that just doesn't make sense.
Okay. So it's a fine line then there to walk before you, okay.
Absolutely.
That's good to know. And it's glad you've been able to join us. It's Paul Bishop. He's the crime prevention specialist here in Eugene. We're going to wrap up our conversation here and kind of do a full thing and talk once again about making sure your IRS tax returns get into your hands and into your bank account and how to keep yourself safe as it is tax season. That'll be coming up next here on Star 102.3.